This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in November of 2018. We're talking about Green Zebra International Corp. Before that, they were the nano sensor company. They changed their ticker symbol to GZIC. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, the CEO of the company, Mr. Coleman Smith. Coleman, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be back, as always.
You guys are an innovative wireless communication data analytic company for smarter locations, base venues, and wireless digital Internet of Things. That being said, last time we were on the show, we talked about many things. One thing we didn't talk about, and I want to bring it up to the front, is you getting ready to file your S-1. When is that going to happen, and what will that do for you?
So there's a couple of things. I mean, over the last 7 months, we've been working on just getting the infrastructure in place in order to uplift the business, doing the name change, the symbol change, current pink on OTC, a lot of work, right? So now, once we have our audits completed at the end of the quarter this year, we will be in a position to where we can start filing all the paperwork for the S-1. Now, that's an attorney thing, so we're hoping that that gets filed in April. Now, it's up to the SEC at that point to do their things, make their comments, get the attorneys going back and forth to answer the question. So my goal personally is to have it done by July, August, but you never know. It's SEC that we have to wait on.
Let's talk about some of your products and services. Last time you were on the show was the first time, and I'm trying to get to know what it is that you guys do. I know you have some proprietary technology and solutions, but that being said, what is your flagship services or products?
Well, before we jump into that, if you don't mind, during the S-1, I'd like to kind of answer a couple of questions.
Sure.
There with regards to our team. There's a number of things being a public company that we have to put in place. The CFO we're bringing in from the telecom industry, so we've been interviewing those types of people. We also have to have board members, which we're looking into and who we're going to be bringing on, and hopefully we can begin to announce those in the next few weeks and over the next 4 months. So this period while we're doing the filings for the S-1, that management infrastructure for the public company will start to fall into place, and we'll be announcing new press releases and things like that as that happens. But I wanted to make sure that everyone understands that it's very difficult to paper every single thing that we're doing in this process until we get to the fully reporting. It's almost a chance for us to catch up with what we're working on, and that management team is going to be critical for the things that we plan for in the future, which leads to the products and services and the chip that we're going to talk about today.
Well, bring us up to speed. Like I said, you know, you have some products, you have some services. Introduce, if you would, to my listeners what your flagship services or products are.
So the way our system works is, and we're going to start with a venue. A venue could be a smart city, could be a sports stadium, it could be an airport, it could be a college campus, right? So we target those particular venues as what we're going to actually work. We're going to work with those companies that are going to be needing what product and service that we have. So we meet with those particular venues and discuss their wireless applications, their telecom, their speed, how fast Wi-Fi is in their properties, to make sure that infrastructure is in place in order for Green Zebra to deliver the brand or fan experience. So that's number one. Once we've identified the university, either through a strategic partner or directly from Green Zebra, we go back in and we talk to them about how we can monetize it. Let's face it. This equipment and putting in a network, a wireless network inside of a city or a college campus, you guys can imagine it's probably going to be pretty expensive. It's in the millions of dollars. So
most cities that I talk to, they don't have enough money. Would you agree with that? Have you heard that same statement?
Absolutely.
They don't have enough money. So where Green Zebra is positioning themselves in this market, in this emerging market, is that we found a way to help monetize and help them pay for implementing their equipment. Most telecoms, most Wi-Fi companies, it's an operating expense. So when we come in and we put together an infrastructure of hardware and software and telecom services, we bring over the top and introduce them to a sponsorship program. And it's really a sponsor investment. So the sponsors become partners. They're not really the advertising thing that most people see. The sponsors are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to get their brand out. So the sponsors would be one product service that we offer, meaning that we will go to a national or international brand and ask them to partner with us on, let's just call it a college stadiums, for example, in that vertical market. Do you think there's brands out there that want to be connected to the students?
Absolutely.
To the millennials?
Yes.
Absolutely. So the dollar amount available for those sponsors, it becomes a partnership with the university or the airport. It's an investment. So they're investing in that particular product. So let's just say smart cities, minimum we're looking at $750,000 to $1 million a year. These investment partners and brand sponsors, they're looking at a long-term investment. They're not a year long. They're five-year contracts. So once we establish the city, we go to the brands and we work with the cities to determine who's going to be that partner. Everyone has a say. So at the end of the day, we work out the revenue stream that's going to help subsidize that equipment for the stadium or the city or the airports, whatever that may be. So that's one revenue stream for Green Zebra. And that's a big revenue stream. So if we were to get the multiple college campuses, imagine that times $1 million per year per campus. So that's how we see part of the future of Green Zebra growing. The second is our software and our hardware. We attach a hardware, what we call a media Wi-Fi network, which is a separate hardware technology, and we load our software into that particular hardware. So now that becomes the communication base that we can send PSA messages out. We send, it could be a brand sponsor, but it's what you and I see when we connect to the Wi-Fi. And it's something that the university wants to let the students, the faculty, members within the university or the venue see. That is real time. They can program that in a dashboard for any of those particular messages. In New York, when we put the governor's island up, one of the biggest pieces that they really were interested in was getting people off the island at a particular time.
Right.
So we could send a notification to that particular audience and say, look, you've got 30 minutes to get off or you're going to be fined X number of dollars. That was a problem that we solved with that particular product. So our hardware and software, and sometimes in some cases we may give that away for free to get the brand investment, or we may charge for that and we take less brand investment for the university. So that could range anywhere between $75,000 and $150,000 to put that system in place. But it's nothing more than a hardware and a software application. The third part of our product and services is now that we have the infrastructure in place, we manage it. So let's say the university has a marketing department, airport has a marketing department. We work with them either to train them to use the system, or they would hire Green Zebra as a managed services to provide all of the creatives, the messages, the announcements with the venue to distribute on and through their Wi-Fi.
That's pretty impressive.
Is that simple? Do you have any questions?
No, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. My guest today is Green Zebra International Corp, and you've been listening to Coleman Smith, the CEO of the company. Go ahead, sir.
No, and the third part of that is the IT, and we have managed services that we charge for. maintaining that hardware and that software.
And the Redstone and the chip, we're running out of time, but I would like to know a little bit about more of that, if we could.
Oh, absolutely. So all the three pieces that I just spoke to you about, those products and services, those are individual software managed services that's all put together as a puzzle, right? What we're doing with the Redstone chip and the device, we're creating our own hardware technology, our own ecosystem. So that 5G hardware, which gives the capability of speed, that's where we're looking at. How do we make it faster for you and I to have virtual reality programs, other applications that run across the internet? With the Redstone product that we're developing, we're going to be developing, will allow us to, one, create a device that can be physical at that location, and it will create a closed loop security application for the users and for the venues. The second part is the chip. The chip will be embedded into that device at that physical location. We now can program in a single device our software applications for Green Zebra. But what's more important with the future of where we're going, and think of it in a home, we have IoT devices. Our phones need to connect to the internet. Our outlets now connect to the internet. Our security connects to the internet. We're creating a hub that would allow the cities, the venues, the homes to connect all of those applications through that chip. 6G is really software-defined services that will actually be sped up by the chip and the device that we're putting in those venues. So we're extremely excited about getting that started this year. The primary reason that we went from private to a public company is because we feel like we have a great opportunity to grow into a technology company that serves Wi-Fi and multiple industries.
Coleman, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get across to my listeners?
No, today those were the three points that I really wanted to get across today. You know, we'll just keep updating as we go forward with management and individual services as we go.
Coleman Smith has been my guest today. He is the CEO of Green Zebra International Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GZIC, and their stock price is just a tad bit under a penny, market cap around $4 million. Coleman, thanks so much for stopping by. I know you're a busy guy trying to make things happen for your company. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
You bet, I will.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.